My faith is weak. Therefore, it must not be real faith. It's a very common problem suffered by many, many a true believer. And feeble faith brings great fears. We look at ourselves and we say, I have so many doubts. I question this and I question that. And Satan has thrown so many accusations. He is saying, we don't fully understand. I don't really know. He comes along and he says, you have such little faith. How can you really have faith at all? Your faith is easily shaken, easily disturbed. Therefore, your faith is not saving faith at all. Understand this. Little faith is still faith. And the value of faith does not lie in the person who exercises that faith. It lies in the object of our faith. In other words, it's who your faith is in that counts. And true saving faith has as its object the Lord Jesus Christ. John Rogers said this, weak faith is true faith, as precious though not so great as strong faith. The same Holy Ghost the author, the same gospel the instrument. If it never proves great, yet weak faith shall save, for it interests us in Christ and makes him and all his benefits ours. The least faith layeth hold of Christ and so will save us. It's not how strong a faith I have, but who that faith is in. Who am I trusting? Who am I believing in tonight? Our faith might be weak, but as Christ is the object of saving faith and Christ is always strong, then Christ is always sufficient to save. The value is Christ, not me. And it took me a long time to understand that. I used an illustration at camp, speaking along the same lines here, when we were talking to the young people up there. And some young people had noted a quote by C.H. Spurgeon that it wasn't their grasp of Christ that saved them, it was Christ's grasp of them. And I remember hearing that as a young boy and struggling with this very thing and hearing that great truth, that it's not my hold of Christ, but Christ's hold of me, and there's great truth in that. And I used the illustration when I was young, we would have watched the circus on television perhaps, and there was a trapeze artist, those who would swing across one from the other and do all kinds of somersaults, and sometimes there were two of them, and they would swing from one side to the other, and one would catch the other. It always fascinated me how they could do that. And then I noticed how they held each other's hands. It wasn't just by the fingertips. They actually grasped each other's wrists as they made their maneuvers and did their work. So if one happened to let go, the other had the other by the wrist. Therefore, there was great security. And I, in my simple, childish way, pictured Christ having a hold of me like that. My faith was weak, but Christ was strong. My faith was easily shaken, but Christ was a mighty rock. It's why the psalmist often talks about the Lord as his strength and his song and his salvation. Why he testifies the Lord is his rock and his defense and his strong tower. And the righteous runneth into it and are safe. It's not because of how they run into it, but it's the fact that he is the strong tower that gives salvation, gives security, gives assurance. Isaiah 63 verse 1 tells us that Christ is mighty to save. That's the question. Are we believing in Christ? Is our faith in him? It may be weak faith. But if we're believing in Christ to the salvation of our soul, the value of our faith rests on Christ. Therefore, we have assurance.